Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will American and European sanctions dissuade Iran from continuing with a nuclear program? Many feel that those sanctions could have some impact because they do not seem to understand what makes Iran tick. And I'm not talking about all the Iranians in this program. I'm talking about the religious and political leadership as it is presently constituted. Let me first of all read to you from the Israel National News, which reported on January 27, 2012, that the London Times reported this week that Israeli officials told Chief of Staff General Martin Dempsey that Israel would give President Barack Obama no more than 12 hours notice if and when it attacks Iran. The Netanyahu government also will not coordinate with the United States in attack on the Islamic Republic, according to the report. And then the Telegraph added the following on January 27. Israel's fears that it might soon be too late to launch military action were bolstered earlier this month when Iran announced that it had begun to enrich uranium at its Fordo plant, which is buried so deep within a mountain it may be impossible for Israeli warplanes or missiles to destroy. I'd like to go back in this program to some articles which were published quite a while ago. Articles which have been ignored by the West, so much so that I read an article in a Zürcher Swiss paper, and I just returned from an overseas trip to Europe, saying that what we should do is to just sit at the same table with the Iranian government to talk about these things. Well, this idea does not at all understand where the Iranian government is coming from. This article was published in November of 2005 by John von Haking, who is an associate professor of political science in Alberta, Canada. And he has this to say: observers of Iran have been puzzling over Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's actions lately. A populist but not terribly popular president, he raised the ire of the West and some of his domestic rivals when he recently proclaimed Israel should be wiped off the map. Iran's nuclear ambitions are well known. However, Western observers have paid less attention to the political and religious ideology behind some of his actions, which he has expressed in recent speeches, and here talking about Canada, that have had messianic overtones and are deeply troublesome. Ahmadinejad spoke of his belief in the return of the 12th Imam. One of the differences between Sunni and Shiite Islam is that the latter, who dominate Iran and form the majority in Iraq, believes that Allah shielded or hid Muhammad al-Mahdi as the 12th Imam until the end of time. Shiites expect the 12th Imam to return to save the world when it had descended into chaos. That's important to understand. First, the world has to be in chaos. Then the Mahdi comes to, quote-unquote, save the world and establish fundamental Islam. It goes on to say, some reports state that cabinet ministers must sign a formal pledge of support for the 12th Imam. And then the article continues to warn: Western observers need to be able to understand the ideological and religious overtones of the current situation in Iran. Ahmadinejad's peculiar references to the 12th Imam are no mere eccentricity to be taken lightly. They have been taken lightly. They have been totally ignored. That's why the West doesn't understand why Iran is doing what it's doing. Der Spiegel Online wrote in June of 2009, to understand what motivates the Iranian president, it is important to examine the deeply religious ideas. The so-called Mahdists around Ahmadinejad believe that their 12th Imam disappeared from the face of the earth in the 9th century because Allah the Almighty hid him to put mankind to a test. They also believe that this 12th Imam or Mahdi will return to the earth. The Mahdi will create a paradise on earth for believers and condemn blasphemers to eternal damnation. But he will only return when the world has undergone a gigantic cleansing upheaval. Then the article said that Ahmadinejad also has a mystical side. He considers himself chosen. In a meeting with Iranian members of parliament, Ahmadinejad claimed that he was surrounded by a light when he addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York, and that the light silenced the leaders of other countries in the audience during his speech. You see, my friends, that was then. These interesting developments were totally ignored. But this is just talking about the quote-unquote political leader, who is not even extremely popular in the country. What about the religious leadership? Now, a brand new article was published on January 25 of this year by the World Net Daily. And I'd like to read from this article to show you how dangerous the situation in Iran is and why sanctions won't do any good. It says, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has held several secret meetings with his economic and military advisors in recent days to prepare for the possibility of war with the United States. Sources report the preparations are to include the execution of those Iranians who oppose the regime. This talking about, or really giving an example as to what happened in World War II in Nazi Germany, when the Gestapo went out to kill all those who were looked upon as not sympathetic towards the regime. This article goes on to say, Khamenei has been heard to say that the coming of the last Islamic Messiah, the Shiites' 12th Imam Mahdi, is near, and that specific actions need to be taken to protect the Islamic regime for upcoming events. Selected forces with the Revolutionary Guards and Baziyi reportedly have been trained under a task force called Soldiers of Imam Mahdi, and they will bear the responsibility of security and protecting the regime against uprisings. Many in the guards and Baziyi have been told that the 12th Imam is on earth, facilitated the victory of Hezbollah over Israel in the 2006 war, and soon will announce publicly his presence after the needed environment is created. Journalists, writers, and publishers who are deemed to be against the regime would be arrested and punished. Even high religious authorities who do not fully support Khamenei will be put under surveillance and dealt with if they become outspoken about the direction of the country. Several journalists already have been arrested in the past week. In a recent speech, Khamenei hinted of a warlike environment and warned those clerics who might doubt his direction of the country that their survival is tied to the survival of the Islamic regime. Many Iranians who resent the regime resent the religion it promotes, so even opposition clerics might not fare well. The plan by the leader calls for total control of Tehran, the capital where the presence of the Baziyi and Hezbollah militias would be quite visible, so that no one would dare to challenge the regime. Khamenei's extraordinary measures are based either on an understanding that war could be imminent, or that the regime has decided to announce it has nuclear capability and is getting ready for a possible reaction from Israel and America. Ayatollah Mesbah Yazdi, an influential cleric and a radical Twelver, previously had stated that Khamenei ascends to the sky every year to take direction from Imam Mahdi, and sources close to the cleric have disclosed that Khamenei has been ordered by Imam Mahdi to continue, notice this, with a nuclear program despite worldwide objection, as it will facilitate the coming of the Mahdi. Last March, an Iranian secret documentary, The Coming is Upon Us, was revealed to depict Khamenei as the mystical figure who creates the environment for the reappearance of the Mahdi by leading Iran to destroy Israel. So, my friends, here we have it. The Iranian leadership, religious as well as political, is determined to bring about a cataclysmic event in the Middle East. They will not stop with their program, because their program, their nuclear program, is aimed at obtaining the nuclear bomb to destroy Israel, to bring about upheaval so that the Mahdi can come back. So can we see that unless the West understands this, sanctions have absolutely no consequence whatsoever? In fact, it appears that the Iranian government is inviting an attack from Israel and the West, let's say the United States of America, perhaps Europe, of course thinking that the Mahdi will help them to be victorious. Can we see that the powder keg in the Middle East is about to explode? And based on the reports I have read to you today, it looks like that it won't take a long time until a war will break out in that region, which will engulf, ultimately, the entire world. Thanks very much for listening. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.